Welcome to the Right Angels and Polo Bears podcast, where I talk about editing words in all sorts of contexts. I am Adrienne Montgomery, science editor. In this episode, I peel back the curtain once more and reveal the glamorous world of the freelancer's work-work-life balance. Did you have a nice holiday? No, I did not. It's part of the reason there hasn't been a podcast in a few weeks. You were all busy doing other stuff anyway, right? Welcome back. I'm completely knackered. I hate saying the holiday was coming, but it was an endless sequence of audibles, ruled by ice rain, power outages, hauling wood and water, emergency hospitalization, aborted ski trips, aborted visits with friends, one bored kid, and deadlines. It was 3 weeks of unrelenting challenges. My family, now you might think that they're the stereotypical problem, my kid, my mother, my in-laws. No, they were fabulous. Everyone made the best of it all. It was just out of our control, and we all deserve a big do-over. Being able to adapt and having the flexibility to attend to the rest of my life, it's one of the things I appreciate most about freelancing. It's mildly frustrating when it doesn't pan out. Earning money is pretty fabulous too, and I do kind of appreciate being able to show my family that sometimes I really do have to work. I often find holidays are extra busy for me at work. It's when I'm called to make it up for staff shortages. It's also when my authors, who are teachers, since I work on school textbooks, it's when the authors have time to do the work, so I'm working with them. Educational publishing gets very busy when school is out of session. So, do you want to hear about my perfect storm? It'll be short. The fall was slow for me. I mentioned that before. Several large projects were promised, then they got delayed, then delayed again. I'm still waiting for two of them to come about. They were scheduled for September. When you have a lull, the first thing is you do your invoicing. Then you clean your desk and you move the old projects to a backup drive. Then you do your taxes and make all the medical appointments you've been putting off. You open the to-do list that you were building when you were too busy. It's full of all the great ideas that came to you when you were on deadline. Update the website, revise the online course, order business cards, skim the editing text that's been sitting on your desk for 2 years. Then you try to let yourself relax a bit. You take the vacation time when it materializes. But you wake up one morning and think, hey, I should start a podcast or a course or a website or whatever big idea you never have time for. Eventually, you get worried about the long delays and how much longer you'll be waiting. You start calling past clients for work. Then you try to land some new clients. You share a post you've written. You contact new organizations about running your course. You send warm emails. It's like a cold call, but not. I'll tell you more about that in another episode. Then, of course, a whole bunch of projects will arrive at the same time, right in time for their deadlines to land over the holidays. Sometimes being a freelancer means doing work when it arrives. I have not yet figured out the secret to making deadlines work around me. I have once or twice, creatively. I should tell you about that later. My clients are of the, can you do it now by deadline or should I call the next editor on my list variety. They're not mean. It's just publishing. They have a schedule to keep and they have hundreds of freelancers to choose from. It's why freelancers are valuable to them. Sometimes I am just too busy to fit in another deadline. Sometimes the whole damn editor's team is too busy. But after a few months of light work, I wanted to work. I wanted the pay. Can I deliver 2 weeks worth of editing over the holidays? Yes, we can! So the holidays started with an early Christmas celebration with out-of-town family. They're used to us being flexible, so they called us every morning and said, let's go cut down a tree or something else fun. And we had to mumble, can't, deadline. This is not why I'm a freelancer. I want to be able to spend time with fun people when they come to town. I want to play in the snow. Then we stop for lunch with elderly relatives on our way out of town to visit other friends and work and ski over the school break. Realizing that power outages were coming, we stayed at their house to care for them. They were also ill, which is unusual. I don't even want to get into the detail of waking up each day to some new snafu. Enough to say, we didn't leave for 10 days. We went for lunch, stayed for 10 days. There was a life-threatening hospitalization and several days at a hotel mixed in there, and Christmas was pretty much canceled. I did manage to make it to a library with power and Wi-Fi twice. I worked a little bit toward my deadline. The publisher was gracious, but they're a new client of mine, and it's a high-profile author, and I did not want to disappoint. The snafus kept going after we finally got back on the road, a little less often, but they kept going right until we made it back home on the second day of school. Actually, I think they stopped a little after that. Well, I hope they stopped. But I met my deadline, and I had time to recheck it and then check it again. I think it was pretty good. Actually, they wrote me a nice note about it. So that's a happy ending. Come to think of it, working during that schmozzle helped me regain some sanity. Maybe it was a quiet time to myself with no other demands. Maybe it was having something I could control, something I could make better. Mostly it was the rhythm and the routine of editing. I knew it had to be done. I knew how to do it, and I just plodded along and saw results. Looking ahead, the good news is there are still two of those delayed projects on my horizon, and I'm in the middle of another big one right now. Then there's the three new clients that I got through those cold calls or the warm emails. And I got a lot of my own business managed and updated, and I started three new projects of my own. The podcast, a series on writing your first book, and I expanded the course about editing on screen. Oh, I have conference proposals. They're on my to-do list over the break. I totally forgot. Crap. Well, that's it for this episode. I think it's time to put the kid to bed. I won't be getting back up. I hope your holiday was wonderful. Someone deserves it. Leave your comments on the site or tweet me at SciEditor. That's SCI as in science. Editor. There weren't any resources mentioned in this episode, but there'll still be show notes at dameditors.ca. That is dameditors.ca. In the next episode, I'm going to talk about one-stop shop editing. Thanks for listening.